They think you could tell us what to do. You think you could tell us what to wear. You think that you're better. Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also get on the Twitch channel and put your comments in the chat. We'll read that. Miss the first hour? Pretty sportsy. Kind of a smorgasbord of sports. But we got a lot more good stuff coming. We'll have the pregame show at 6 o'clock. So don't know if it's RJ or Brad,
it's going to be a surprise.
Or Fezzik. It might be all three. It might be one of the three. It might be two. We don't know. We're going to find out. I wanted to bring up something that's kind of becoming an issue. I don't understand why, but I don't know. You're a big barbecue guy.
I like barbecue. Went to a place called Butters in Mathis. Very good. It was one of the top 25 new places, according to Texas Monthly.
Yeah.
So this summer was the halfway point between, they do it every 4 years, the top 50. So 2 years since the last one, they said, let's put out the top 25 places that have sprouted up since we did the top 50. This place was one of them. Super good.
There's a lot of good ones around there now, and I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see that, that basically, especially in Houston, we've got a really good scene now.
Yep.
But apparently with that comes some problems.
Uh-oh.
Apparently there is an epidemic where people are stealing barbecue trailers.
That's not surprising.
And even like Gatlin's got stolen.
I saw.
And it's got Gatlin's on it in big letters.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
It's real easy to get something wrapped, though.
Yeah, I guess so. But apparently this is happening a lot. And, you know, I don't know. I guess what are you doing with them when you steal them? Reselling them or something?
I don't know.
But apparently it happened to Killens back in 2013 before he built the barbecue place.
Yep.
And Chris Shepard in his 1/5 restaurant had his stolen.
Yep.
So
people are the worst.
Yeah, they are. I mean, because there's not much you can do. You just got to hope, you got to hope it gets found. Now, I would probably stick an OnStar or something on it. If you're going to spend that much money, where that way, if it gets stolen, you can track it, I'd probably do that. But stop stealing these people.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah. I saw that story and I'm like, really? I mean, people are going out and stealing these things? There's got to be some kind of business where you're able to turn them over.
Well, I mean, and clearly. Or you just change them enough that they're yours now.
I guess. It just seems to me that most of those would be pretty hard to hide. I mean, yeah, you could put new skin on them real quick, but, you know, I don't know. All right, 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if you saw this, but Rotten Tomatoes released its best and worst movies and TV shows so far, according to the Rotten Tomatoes rankings.
So far this year?
Yeah, so far this year.
Okay, I was like, man, all time?
Yeah, all time would be a bit much. I don't think I've seen any of these, though, is the problem. Best film so far, Amazing Grace.
Haven't seen it.
Ash's Purest White.
Haven't seen it.
Apollo 11.
Haven't seen it.
Three Faces.
Nope.
Toy Story 4.
Nope.
Booksmart.
No.
Women at War.
No.
Hail Satan.
Nope.
The Heiresses or Las Herederas.
No.
And Little Woods.
No.
I don't know how they put pornos in there. I did not. I have not seen any of these. I will go on record as saying I don't know how Endgame doesn't make this list. But here's your worst films. The Professor.
Nope.
Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral.
I mean, that's not totally surprising. Yeah,
any Tyler Perry is going to be on the worst films. The Hustle.
Nope.
The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
No.
Men in Black International.
Nope.
Haven't seen any of those either. It's kind of the same with the TV. They've got number one is Fleabag.
The Hustle has that, I don't want to say that obese funny girl because that would be a slur, but that big girl that's really funny, the Australian girl.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know her name. Rebel Wilson. That's her name.
I don't know the name. I know the person, though. All right. The best TV shows, Fleabag Season 2.
Nope.
Barry Season 2, which I agree with. Better Things Season 3. Never heard of it.
Nope.
One Day at a Time.
Nope.
A Discovery of Witches.
Nope.
Tuca and Birdie.
Nope.
Broad City.
Nope.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Nope.
Documentary Now.
Nope.
Leaving Neverland.
Oh, did I watch that?
Was that? Isn't that the
Michael? That was the Michael Jackson thing.
I think. Yeah, I did see that.
Got 98%.
Okay. Well, look at me. I'm all over it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Am I getting old?
I'm afraid. Well, I'm looking at this, and I'm just kind of concerned that neither of us are very up to date with what's going on now. Like, I haven't heard of any of these like best comedy films, like Booksmart, Stan and Ollie, Always Be My Maybe, Wild Nights with Emily, Plus One. I'm not familiar with any of those. I think maybe. Well, I'm already old. I think this is maybe more on you.
Well, I'll take the L on that then, because I'm totally out of the loop on all that stuff. I know I don't go to see as many movies now as I used to. And when I do see movies, I typically do it in my house. And if I go to the theater, I'm usually going to watch a kid movie or a superhero movie with my kids.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you the last time I went to a movie and watched. You know what? I can't tell you. Last time I went to a movie and watched an adult movie without kids was that movie where there was like monsters and you had to be real quiet. You know what I'm talking about?
A Quiet Place?
Yeah. Yeah. Stupidest movie. I mean, it was, but that's the last time I went to a movie without my kids, I'm pretty sure. So.
Well, it's kind of hard too, because they're getting to the age where you probably have similar interests in movies when they come out. So you're going to want to go with them. Plus, it's just hard to get away by yourself unless they're all out of town. From the Twitch channel, most people in radio gamblers since they have to keep up with a lot of sports. I think you see a lot more now because it's become mainstream. When we first started, there weren't too many people talking about gambling on air.
No.
I mean, and
there was nobody. No, and people used to get mad at us for talking about it on air.
Yeah. It's like, you can't talk about you bet money. It's like, well,
they were like trying to say, oh, you got to say it's you're betting, you know, hamburgers or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I bet dollars.
Yeah, and we've always talked about it, but I think now everybody is kind of. It used to drive me nuts, and I'm not going to name any names, but there's a show that's on another station at this time, and they would be doing picks against the spread, and one of the guys never made a bet in his life, and you're putting yourself out there as an expert as picks against the spread, and you've never made a bet. I object to that, but there are. I think Lance has always been a pretty big gambler, Granato.
Yeah.
Don't really think anybody else is hardcore. And even
Pendergast
is pretty hardcore.
I don't know who else though.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah, might be.
But
I mean, Jong lost thousands of dollars playing online blackjack.
That was still one of my favorite stories of all time. We had a sponsor that was one of the offshore sites, and they gave us all like $200 to play with. And Chong went through that in blackjack, and like just a ridiculously short amount of time. He got way up first.
Yeah,
right?
He was like, I'm up over $1,000. And then the next day, he was like, oh, it's all gone. Yep. Yeah, it's all gone.
Yep. So, but yeah, the thing is, we were into it before we ever got into radio. And that I think that's the one difference. I think a lot of people now have to kind of talk about it because, you know, it's become so popular and it's legal in most places, not here, of course. And I think that's kind of changed the dynamic a little bit as far as talk radio goes. But
yeah,
we've always had RJ on. We've always had, and to be honest, the show kind of started, it was a weekend show, but there was also a Monday night poker show that Matt Dean and I were doing. And that's all we did was gambling on that show. And not just poker. We'd have people on from sports books to talk about stuff. And so it's always been a part of what we do. And I think it always will, as long as we do the show, because, you know, it's fun. I like gambling. I like winning.
Yeah. Preferably.
Yeah. Yeah. Winning much better than losing. So 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 832 says, headed to the Golden Nugget Poker Room. Wish me luck. Good cards to you,
good
sir.
Good luck, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody says those trailers are really expensive. Yeah, one of them was like 60 grand.
Things are no joke.
So somebody says, you peel the wrap off, you rewrap them, and open up your own food truck.
Yeah.
They don't want to work for it.
Mm. Jerks.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, you looking for some wings this weekend? Or how about just a place to go and watch baseball or the big soccer that's coming up this weekend? Well, you want to go and get some great wings in a great atmosphere. Big City Wings is the place to go. And guys got 8 locations now, including the new one on Rayford Road. And it's not just wings. They've got certified Angus beef burgers, loaded baked potatoes. I mean, bone-in and boneless wings, of course. But they've got everything on that menu. And it's just such a great atmosphere. They're doing things right. They've really established themselves now. And if you want to find out which location's nearest you, real simple. Go to BigCityWings.com, and you'll find the location that's closest to you. They're all over the place. And you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Big City Wings. Specials every single day, including today. Half-price appetizers and margarita madness. How about that? And I don't know if you saw the red, white, and blue margaritas that we tweeted out, but I know Barry got into those yesterday. And listen, it's a great, great place. You're going to enjoy it. Go check them out. I promise you, you're going to love it. BigCityWings.com. And follow them on social media as well. Big City Wings.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Friday. Hope it's going well for you. Hopefully you're off, and if you're not, that's okay. Neither are we. Let's try a call. Lance, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Hey, y'all. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Love the show. Been listening for a while. First time caller. Wanted to talk to you guys about the Rockets in offseason real quick. Seems like everybody's kind of waiting on Kawhi to make his decision before some of these other folks are going to, you know, fall, see where they fall, like the Danny Greens and JaVale McGee's. Is that kind of what y'all are getting from what y'all are reading and hearing through the grapevine? And then I have a second question just in regards to just the Rockets, where how I feel like there's a lot of negativity around the Rockets from a national media perspective. And I've always gotten this bias that everybody just hates on the Rockets. But, here living in Houston, it's like, okay, well, the Rockets, everybody, the whole team gets along really well. And say there's some good chemistry in the locker room. And then, you know, there's all these, sounds like BS stories that are out there with Chris Paul and James Harden arguing or whatever else. But you hear from Austin Rivers and you hear from these other players, it seems like that those are all lies. And so I want to know where this is coming from and why does the national media hate on the Rockets so bad? And why? And then you hear these stories also of like agents telling their players not to go to the Rockets because it's a toxic environment. And so I'm curious where all that's coming from. And it seems like it's been more prevalent here in the past.
All right,
I'll say this. And I know Austin Rivers came out and said that's not true. I've heard otherwise. So I don't think that everything is hunky-dory in the Rockets locker room. Do I think that it's irreparable or unsalvageable? I forget the word that was used in that story.
Unsalvageable was what it was.
But at the same time, I don't believe it's hunky-dory either. I think there's probably somewhere in the middle. I think the hate for the Rockets from I don't know how much hate they necessarily get from a national standpoint, but I've said this before. James Harden comes off as an unlikable dude unless he plays for your team. I don't know a lot of guys who aren't Rocket fans who really like James Harden. And I think that when your star player is a guy like that, then you're not going to get a lot of love nationally.
Well, first off, every fan of every team in every city thinks
their team gets hated on.
Yeah, thinks the national media hates them, with the exception of the Yankees, Red Sox, Lakers, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are always going to be, because they drive the needle, they're always going to talk about them, good and bad. So they're always going to get more attention. That's just fact. But national media hatred? No. No. They just, you know, with teams like this, you're relevant when you win. A lot of people were picking them to beat the Warriors. How is that hatred?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I think it just, that's every fan in every city thinks that the national media has it out for their team. And they don't. They just, to be honest with you, they're not really relevant to the national media.
And I think as far as Kawhi goes, I think everyone's like in some kind of a hurry with Kawhi, except for Kawhi. He's not in a rush because he knows he's the big prize. So he's enjoying this process. It's obviously a decision he's got to take very seriously because he's going to be stuck in this place for the next 4 years, 5 years, whichever route he goes. So he wants to make sure it's the right thing. And I mean, if I'm Kawhi, I'm not worried about what teams are doing, you know, in the meantime. If my decision is keeping you from signing Danny Green, that's a you problem, not a me problem. Because guess what? I'm the big ticket here.
Yeah, I you know, as far as, I mean, I think he should take as much time as he wants.
Yeah.
Because he's looking at options. Do you go back to L.A. now, or do you do like 2 years in Toronto and go back to L.A. and try to win a couple more there? I mean, he's got a lot of options besides just where do I stay. So I do think he wants to be in L.A. at some point.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe now, and it may be that he also likes it up there enough that he wants to give it a couple more years. I don't know. Nobody knows because nobody's saying anything. And all the speculation is just that. It's just people talking out of their asses, basically. But as far as the Rockets are concerned, I think, you know, until they actually get somebody that they're linked to, I'm just going to remain skeptical. Because I see they're real interested in Andre Iguodala, who wouldn't be. I think that'd be a good addition.
Yeah.
And that they may actually trade for him. But until that happens, because a lot of these things, the one part of the call that he's kind of right about, a lot of these things that get thrown out there were, I don't think were ever going to happen. Like the whole Jimmy Butler thing was never going to happen. And that turned into a story. It's one of the things that frustrates me a little bit about this job is we get a story about something that was just purely wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And there was never any way they were going to get that guy. And so you can go, oh, well, he finished third. You finished third on him. Really? What does that mean with a free agent?
You don't get it.
We were close. No, you weren't close.
You don't get a trophy for it.
No, he went to Miami. He wanted to go to Miami. Never wanted to come here.
Didn't even take your meeting.
Yeah. So it's real nice to say, oh, this is what we want. Hell, I'd like to be able to trade for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I think the Rockets should go out and try to trade for Steph Curry.
I mean, preferably in a package that's built around Chris Paul.
Right.
You know, you want it to make sense for your team and not the other
team. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
that could also potentially be why nationally the Rockets aren't totally loved, is because they come across as like they're always trying to swindle people.
Well, yeah, and you know, Maury can come off that way. He can be a little standoffish. And Harden's just not that likable. And so, yeah, there are probably, but there's, I'll tell you what, he gets more love nationally, though, than he does locally. There are guys that absolutely love him.
I think that's true.
And, yeah, I just, you know, I think the general perception that the media hates, that's just silly to me. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some more calls as long as they're a little shorter, if that's okay with you guys. Man, a couple of things that I wanted to get to. Well, I don't know if we're going to have time for some of this today. But did you see that the Madden ratings are out?
No.
And, well, not all of them, but they've kind of released some of them.
Okay.
Guess who has a... What would you guess Giants quarterback Daniel Jones would have for a Madden rating?
Oh. 55?
63.
Ooh,
would you like to hear the rookie quarterbacks with higher numbers than the fourth overall pick?
Oh, I bet there's five of them.
One, two, three. Okay. Yep.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's some of the guys ahead of him. Tyree Jackson of the Bills, 64.
Okay.
Will Greer of the Panthers, 66. Drew Lock of the Broncos, 67. Dwayne Haskins, 72. Kyler Murray, 73.
Jeez. All right.
So I could see Murray, Haskins, maybe Drew Lock, but Will Greer and Tyree Jackson have higher ratings and
they're just throwing salt on the Giants.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, or sixth overall, not fourth. I sit corrected. But, well, and, you know, with rookies, you never really can tell. Their numbers are always going to be lower. Josh in Beaumont says, if Kawhi goes to Toronto, he'll be demanding a trade after 2 years. The championship fell into their lap this year. I think if he goes back to Toronto, I think it's going to be on like a 1 year or 2 year deal with a player option. Because I still think eventually he wants to get to LA. He just may not want to now.
I don't know why he wouldn't want to now, but again, Kawhi is an odd bird.
Yeah,
and
he's
trying to figure out why he's doing things a certain way. Good luck.
So I think all the guesswork and the if this and if that is kind of pointless because he's going to do what he does. And, you know, then the rest of the league can adjust to it.
All right, guys, let's talk about besthotelrates.com. And I did some traveling this weekend. If you're traveling, you don't want to spend all your money on your hotel rooms. Besthotelrates.com, that's how you're going to prevent doing that. You're going to have more money to spend on living your life. Besthotelrates.com, they've negotiated rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they want to extend those discounts to you. It's so simple. Go to besthotelrates.com, put in where you want to stay, when you're going, boom. Discounted rates for a lot of the hotels you'd be staying at anyway. Now you're just staying at them cheaper.
Yeah, and guys, the name says it all. Besthotelrates.com. And especially now, like you got a little time off probably here in July, maybe before the kids go back to school. You want to go hit some places in the hill country or you just want to drive around Texas. Well, go to besthotelrates.com. Get signed up. It's all in the name. Start planning your next trip today. Besthotelrates.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Man, this really is a thing about people being pissed off about Ariel.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just not watch the movie and keep watching the one that you already have seen if you want to keep Ariel the same?
You can watch White Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And we'll just watch the new live action Little I won't watch the new live action Little Mermaid.
But the rest,
but it won't be because Little Mermaid's black now. I don't care about that. Yeah, I just don't. I don't need. That's why I had boys. I don't need the mermaid in my life. I don't need Little Mermaid.
I would watch Little Mermaid porn, but that's about it. So, hey, what are your thoughts on the UFC card? Looks like everybody made weight.
Yeah, it's. I mean, 4th of July weekend, they usually do it up pretty big, and this one's no different. So you got a lot of star power. John Jones headlining against Thiago Santos, who it's an interesting fight. John Jones is a way better fighter than Thiago Santos, but Thiago's got like legit finishing knockout power. Like he can put you out if he hits you right. So it's going to be interesting how John handles that. I think he'll handle it, but it plus 550 if you're looking to throw a flyer out there. There's worse ones. Holly Holm and Amanda Nunes. It should be a really good fight, and I kind of like. I'm feeling some of these underdogs. I like Holly Holm too a little. She's plus 335, and then George Masvidal is a plus 180 dog against Ben Askren, and then Luke Rockhold is on the main card. Michael Chiesa versus Diego Sanchez. So if you're looking for, you know, if you've been saying, oh, there's not enough big names for me to buy this pay-per-view, you got to find a new excuse this weekend. There's a lot of big names on this thing.
And if I'm not mistaken, if you buy the pay-per-view, if you don't already have ESPN Plus, you get it for a year, I think, for like $69.
I think
bucks.
Something like that, yeah.
I saw the thing on it the other day. So, but yeah, I'll probably buy it. So, 713 says, hope you guys had a great July 4th. AJ, thank you for your service. I'm glad y'all were off, but I missed the show yesterday. Well, I wouldn't have been very good yesterday because I was asleep.
Yeah.
it was one of those, had to get caught up on sleep for some reason, so I just slept all day. That was a day off. And then today, got back at it and went to the gym and came here, did some work because it was nice and quiet in here because obviously no one's here. There was one guy on the Culture Map side who was here. And I didn't see anybody else in the building. They may have already left by the time I got here. But that's the best time because you can actually get a bunch of work done. So
yeah,
I am, for the first time since I went on vacation, AJ, completely caught up on everything with the business.
Good for you.
So, you know, now something will hit this weekend and I'll have to write a story. But, you know, but everything is completely caught up. So thanks to everybody who didn't come into work today and kept it nice and quiet for me. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I've got some good Gym of the Day candidates for you that we'll talk about. Would you, if, now, we heard the update, we talked about the Iguodala thing a little bit, but I think it's like $17 million this year. I don't know enough about the cap and all these exceptions. Could the Rockets make that work without getting rid of somebody?
For who?
For Iguodala.
It all depends on what Andre Iguodala is willing to take.
Well, I mean, he's under contract right now. If they trade him,
you're talking about like a sign and trade.
Well, no, not even a sign and trade. He's not a free agent.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So he's on a
team for the rest of his contract.
The discussion with the Grizzlies, they're going to try to trade him, and if they can't, then they'll buy him out. And then he will be a free agent, and then that's a different animal. But if you want him, you probably got to trade for him, right?
That's why the Grizzlies have not bought him out, because they feel like, hey, if I'm the Grizzlies. Which, by the way, the Grizzlies are one of the few teams in the West they're going to be a bad team. They don't have anything going for them. If I'm the Grizzlies, I keep Andre Iguodala until the trade deadline and find out, because I mean, isn't Andre Iguodala the kind of guy that you want for a stretch run? Like a guy who, if you're close like you're a title contender, you add that guy down the stretch, he instantly helps you. Like, I think that's when he would have his most value. I think trading for him or trading him away now is almost doing him a disservice.
I think it depends. If you've got one or two teams, or you got two teams that really want him, that are willing to up the price, you might do better now. He's also been hurt a lot. What if he gets hurt and you don't? You know, I think if you get a good offer now, you do it. And, you know, I mean, because they only took him on basically to, you know, because the plan, I think, initially was to just buy him out.
Yeah.
And now they're starting
now
to realize.
Now they're starting to realize, oh. Everybody's hoping that we buy him out so they can pick him up. Why not just, you know, get something back for this guy, which is smart.
Speaking of media feud. Did you see who your old pal Nick Wright got into it with?
No. Nick Wright has hair now? What's going on with that? Well, that can't be...
That's a piece. That's got to be a piece. And that's basically what this is about, because he went after... He said something about Enos Kanter and how...
He said something like the Celtics would be disappointed, or it's
basically
they
said
they failed or
something.
Yeah,
he said they it was basically a step back to get Kanter and Kemba Walker instead of Irving and Al Horford. It was hot take type stuff, though. It was harsher than that. But Enos Kanter responded. So, he says what he said was the Boston Celtics plan was Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, Al Horford. That has turned into Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker, Enos Kanter. That's a disaster. Mm. So pretty harsh, right?
Yeah, that's not a nice way to word it.
Yeah, here's what Enos Kanter tweeted out. The only disaster is that hairpiece.
Oh, no. Yeah, why'd Nick Wright do that? I looked at it and I don't know if it's a hairpiece or plugs or what, but like Nick Wright... He had
no hair.
He had like the classic male pattern baldness where he couldn't grow, like I've got. Like I can't grow hair very well in the middle of the front of my head. Like I would have like the ring if I were to grow. Like, I mean, I could grow hair, it would be super thin and wispy. I'm not looking for that, so I just say I'm done with it. Whereas that's exactly what Nick Wright had going. And now suddenly he's just got a full head of hair. Who are you fooling, Nick Wright? Come on. Did Nick Wright respond to that? Did he address
it?
I
don't think so.
There's no way.
He might have, but yeah, that's one where you just got to take the L, right?
Yeah. You can't be like, oh, this is my real hair. That'd be a lie.
Well, I'm actually looking into having some stuff done on my hair, which is really natural, and I'm going to try it. But I'll tell people. Not going to suddenly show up with a bunch of hair and say, hey, guys, nobody's going to notice, right? It's like, no, I hope you noticed. That's the point. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. 713 says, Fred, your play inspired me to give a try the HPT Seniors event at Vicksburg, Mississippi in early August and maybe Choctaw for a possible WSOP circuit. Highly recommend it, man. It's a terrific experience, and hopefully you'll do well. I'm plotting out my schedule for the rest of the year right now, so I can tell AJ what days I'm not going to be here. But there's a few coming up, and there's apparently something called the Senior Poker Tour that's supposed to have an event here in Houston, but it's not scheduled yet.
Okay.
So
someone posted a meme, says, can't wait for Black Panther 2, and it's Ryan Gosling wearing the Black Panther costume.
That's pretty so great. God, the things that... piss people off. Remember how many people were freaking out because Idris Elba might be Bond?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Bond can't be... What?
Like this imaginary character is only possibly white.
Yeah. And there were a bunch of James Bonds. I think he would have been great. I really do. So,
you know what would be great, though? Stop making James Bond movies.
Well, yeah, I think at this point, they've kind of lost their appeal, at least to me. There's some, though. They just print money. You make one, you're going to make money off of it.
True.
And it really doesn't matter who Bond is. It's just, it's such a, although, you know, we were talking about, I found this list of the movies that were the biggest busts, and you would think any Star Wars movie would make you money.
Yeah.
But apparently that Solo story lost about $100 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's always hard to tell how much a movie actually makes because the gross doesn't take into account everything. And but yeah, that one lost over $100 million.
Damn.
So, which I thought it was okay for a Star Wars movie. It's better than a lot of the other ones they're putting out. But for some reason, ordinarily, though, again, that's just a way to print money. I'm gonna throw one more brief poker thing in here. If you get a chance, one of the guys I follow on Twitter, Jonathan Little, is really, really good he's a very good teacher, but he also just talks about a lot of stuff that I find interesting in terms of poker. And he basically lays out what you have if you want to turn pro and quit your job, how much you can actually expect to make, because it's not what you think.
Yeah.
So he's saying, like, let's say you're really good at 2-5, and that's going to be your game, right? Says you have to make $50 an hour.
Okay.
Which seems reasonable. He says, yeah. He says when he was playing 5-10, he made about $100 an hour. So for 2-5,
yeah,
that seems fair, right? Well, you know what that comes to salary-wise? $96,000.
Okay.
And that's if you're playing 40 hours a week.
Okay.
And that's hard to do, but okay.
And you've got to constantly win at that rate.
Well, this is assuming that you average $50 an hour.
You average plus 50 an hour, right?
Right.
And that's like saying you won't have any hours where you're down 50, which is almost impossible to do.
Right, but you'll also have hours where you win 150.
Yeah, that's true.
Theoretically, you have to be good enough to win $50 an hour is what he's telling
okay.
you. So assuming you pay your taxes, your take-home pay gets down to about $57,000.
Oof.
And then you also have to buy health insurance. And then basically, he just says you're also going to need a bankroll before you start.
That's true.
He says it should be noted that it is suicide to try to become a professional without at least a year's worth of living expenses set aside and a nice bankroll. He says at least 5,000 big blinds for no limit hold'em cash games. So, yeah, you're looking at least 61,000 that you have to have. And, you know, all of that is believable. That's if you're good enough to win $50 an hour. Then that's, you basically are going to make about 50 grand a year.
Yeah.
And then you got to think about retirement and stuff like that. I mean.
Now, there's worse ways to make 50 grand a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I had to have a job making 50 grand a year, that'd be a good way to do it. Like, if I had to, you know, you think about the average job that pays 50 grand a year, but professional poker players.
But you know what? And the times where I've had to play to live, it's mm-hmm. no fun.
No.
It is no fun at all, because it really is a job. And I like it so much better now that I can just go when I want and play when I want. And not have to go and sit there and say, okay, I got to make $4,000 today or else I can't pay rent. You know, that's the other part of it, is the pressure to do that. And I'm in a lot better position to handle it now than I was back then, because, you know, I probably could do it and not be all stressed out about it like I was before. But there's not really any, there's no incentive for me to do that. Because I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I like it better when I can say, all right, hey, man, I'm going to fly over here and go play a two-day tournament.
Right.
And, you know, not necessarily grind away at 2-5 for 40 hours a week. That just doesn't even sound fun. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We'll be back with the gym of the day. And then we're going to have the pregame guys or guy, or we don't know. We'll find out. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz, Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's time to cool off this summer at the most exciting collection of water rides in the Houston area. At 5:53, we'll take caller number 5 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a family four-pack to Schlitterbahn Galveston to check out their longer rides, more thrilling slides, and newest addition, the Infinity Racers Mat Slide. As always, there's free parking and picnics are welcome. So go check out Schlitterbahn. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. You're familiar with this bottle cap challenge that everybody's doing
yeah.
now? Why, for one thing. Like, I'm okay with guys like Max Holloway or Conor McGregor, people like that doing it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
How many tries do you think before you could pull it off?
20, 30.
Yeah, I'm thinking 30 or 40 for me.
Yeah.
But why? What are you doing in there?
Well, what happens first? You actually get it, or you tear a hamstring or something trying to do it?
I can probably throw 40 kicks. I'll be fine.
But like reverse spinning kicks?
Well, no, I'm not that fancy, man. It doesn't have to be that, right?
You can, yeah, I mean, that's how it's supposed to be it, the yeah. roundhouse.
Oh, well, then the hell with that. I can barely throw one of those.
I mean, you have to have the bottle.
That's why yeah. I was wondering.
You'd have that bottle on the floor. So you don't have to kick past your ankle.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah, I could do that, but that's... why are we doing these things? It's just silly. And, I mean, it's probably more of a hey man bleep that than it is a gym of the day, but apparently Ryan Reynolds did it and screwed it up so badly that it's probably killed the challenge for everyone.
Good.
So, which is what we needed. Like, people like John Mayer are doing it.
Oh,
really?
No.
Hey, no. man. That yeah, definitely. Jason Statham, although he's kind of cool, you know, at least he plays a
he's an action hero.
He plays a guy who kicks ass in most of his movies. And that's your Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day, it's the gym of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
I still like beer said people also freaked out about Disney's The Princess and the Frog. Did they? Because I don't really remember.
I think that was when they had a black princess.
Oh. Well, of course, you don't want to. Hey, I just don't get the whole, oh, this is not the Ariel I grew up with. Then just watch the original movie if that's what you want your kids to see. You don't have to do this. Oh, well.
Lamont says, I really tried not to tweet you. Nick Wright rocked a black bald fade. He wore a low cut purposely. Chances are this is his real hair and he will have dreads or an afro by football season. Nick is younger than you and he purposely rocked a fade. Well, maybe so. I thought that I've seen Nick with like the male pattern baldness ring, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I hope that Nick has dreads.
Yeah,
that would be the best.
I might actually tune in and watch 10 seconds of that show if he had dreadlocks.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Can we talk, did you hear the president's speech today?
I did not.
The president in his speech today was talking about the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And said that the American forces took over the airports.
Okay.
Which is hilarious in itself.
Yeah.
I guess there were a bunch of people who were upset that there was that the president threw a parade yesterday on 4th of July. And everything pisses somebody off now.
Right.
So if there wouldn't have been a parade, people would have been pissed off. There was a parade, people were pissed off.
Anything Trump does, there's going to be an element out there that just criticizes it.
Well, and it was the same with Obama.
Right. Same thing.
Whatever Obama did, oh, how could he do this? Yeah. And then the next president does this, like, oh, well. And then the other side's alarmed.
With Obama's like, oh, how could he spend time doing a bracket?
Right.
And Trump is, why can he spend so much time playing golf? You know, it doesn't matter. There's somebody out there who's going to not like it.
Can I make my stance perfectly clear?
Sure.
Stop having parades. Parades are stupid and they're a waste of time. I don't care what president you are. Figure out a different way to honor America. Parades are dumb. I hate parades.
Well, you don't like any parade. Let me make this clear. You're not
4th of July parades, any parade.
Yeah, you're not anti-American parade. You're anti-parade, period.
I'm anti-parade.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that people understand.
I'm pro-America, just anti-parade. Like somehow, a bunch of cars roll by waving at people. That's a thing? What?
Marching bands.
How are we not
marching
past
bands.
That as a society where we
hey,
like,
man,
we should not think that's cool. Parades.
Well,
I don't care if it's a Trump parade, Obama parade,
Thanksgiving Day parade, New Year's parade.
I don't care. I don't like it.
Like every year I get caught up in the Thanksgiving parade when I'm leaving downtown. I never time it right because I'm going to go down to Lamarck and have lunch with the family. And we never time it right. I'm always getting caught in that parade traffic every single year. I hate it. I mean, it's fine if you're 5 years old. Once you're past 5 years old, you don't need to be going to parades.
I'm against that.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll do some pregame stuff next.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to tell you guys about Carbach, and they just had a great time out there with Cheap Trick at the brewery. You know, they've this concert series has just been rolling, and they've had some great shows out there. This one was no different. If you've been out there just for the beer, you need to stop by the restaurant and check it out because they've got some fantastic food going on, and all of the food pairs perfectly with the beer that they've got on the wall. You got to check them out. It's a very diverse menu. If you want pizza, they got pizza. You want steak, they got steak. You want fish and chips, they've got that. Poutine. Crab cake. They've got it all. I mean, it's just really fantastic. And they do brunch on Sundays. Guys, go check them out. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to keep up with everything that they've got going on at the brewery and the restaurant and with the concert series. And when you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.